Okay. Well, I don't see the red. Oh, there it is. Okay. Let's begin. We are in Avos Chesed, continuing in the Psicha. Baruch Hashem, I told you we'd stretch it out for the whole Elul's Lodge. I promised you we'd get through this before we have to get through this. One question that someone asked me this morning on yesterday's piece, I got a few questions, but one that I think needs to be explained a little bit better is this concept that Rashi, that the Chaim brings up about Nosa Bohol and Chavero, and the power of this Mida, and that it's actually a chesed, because who knows, maybe you'll find some way to help the guy, and I try to explain it. You don't have to find a way, that already is helping the guy, when you're in his shoes and with him in the pain, and he knows it, and he feels it. Someone asked me, can you, and that's chesed now, we're learning, it's all right, it's a chesed. So Yehuda Olel asked me just now, Is this, can you do such a chesed with someone, and it doesn't fit the language, noset ba'ol im chavero, bearing the burden with your friend, but he wants to know, can you be noset ba'ol in a simcha with your friend? Can you do that? Is that a possibility? How does that work? He just was mathematically saying, is that something that we can work on? You hear? Now, there's no doubt in my mind that that's true, what you were saying. It's pure, it's also a chesed. Why? The truth is, it could even be a bigger chesed than the other way. That's when you're suffering with the guy. Why? What would be an example? An example would be Eitan Dreilich gets smicha, okay? He just got become in the Dianus program, let's say. One guy's in the Dianus program. Let's make it more exciting, okay? And the two brothers, Ron and Shai Mandel, the two brothers are in the Dianus program. And Shai gets the highest grade, right? You should have reform of the corona. Shai Mandel gets the best grade. And Ron Mandel blew it. Okay, you got he barely passed. Rav Zofrani sent him back for rehabilitation, whatever, to go over the material again. And now in the simcha of Shai, who's now appointed to be the head the Adayin in Yerushalayim, he's number one. He got all the offers to be a Adayin in various bases now, but they didn't. And he's got a simcha. But you know, or Ron knows, even though he's the one who didn't get the, he's not working, he's out of a job, no one hired him to be a dying. He knows that Shai, if he actually sat down in Shai's shoes, if he actually was trying to be Nosiv Ba'ol with Shai, in Shai's Simcha, in the Waldorf, we're making a big thing. He's the new Dayan in the Rova. He knows, Ron, that Shai has to be worried in his simcha for how his little brother is going to be feeling. You know, if it's his older brother, even worse, like Moshe Naro, okay, in the Chumash. You know that when your little brother is becoming the melech, you know, you know that Aaron is upset. You feel, Moshe Rabbeinu can feel that. For now, for the guy who's not having the simcha right now, Ron Mandel, no simcha for him. He's not happy. For him to be feeling that pain that Shai is feeling in Shai simcha, and to go over to Shai the way Aaron ran to Moshe, and tell him, it's okay, baby, I'm happy for you. You being the head of the diet, me, who cares who's the number one diet? Doesn't make a difference to me. We have a great diet in Yisrael, you deserve this. You know what I'm saying? I don't deserve it, you deserve it. For him to say that, and to enhance the simcha of his older brother, you know, younger brother. That's a gigantic chesed. You hear what I'm saying? To make a guy who's having a great experience and to make it better for him, to remove some fear that he has. You're not going to get this unless you actually be nosa ba'ol. How you do that? You pretend you were the dayan. You're the one who got the big position. And you think, what would other people be feeling now? What would they feel? Oh, I would feel worried that I'm hurting someone. Or shidduch. This guy wants, he wants the girl and he got her. Or whatever. You know that this guy is going to be upset. You know that. Now, you don't know that he isn't hurt for you. You don't know that he's hurt because he got the girl, he's dancing. Right? For you to actually, the loser who lost the girl, to be thinking about how to make Potiamkin feel better that he got the girl. It's a gigantic chesed into for that guy, this simcha. I didn't want to tell you this. I told this to Aryeh, Yehuda, Yehuda Aryeh, told him that this is addictive. I mean, I don't want to tell you this. When you start doing this, you're constantly thinking, you may go crazy, OCD or whatever, thinking about what everybody else is feeling it all the time. But assuming it doesn't kill you, it's going to be, it's an incredible thing to be living in this place, you know, constantly thinking, okay, how can I make this guy's simcha better? What can I do? What can I do to know simcha all with him? And the only way to do that is to, as we said, what did I say to you? I said, I made some, gosh, I can't remember what I said, it was 10 minutes ago.
Do yourself in history?
Yeah, no, I said, if you read, I know what I said. I said, if you really want to get out of the way, how did I say it? Something like Rabbi Green. If you really want to get out of the way, you have to put yourself in his shoes, right? In order to really separate yourself from the situation, you know, to get out of the way of, let's say, Shai Mandel's big simcha. To get out of the way, Ron, you've got to put yourself right in his shoes. Ironically, you have to get in there as if you were the dayan. Not because you're jealous, because you're looking for a way to make him feel better about whatever he's going through. Think about what it is at that simcha when you go to someone's simcha. Think if you could represent some pain for him. Can you make him feel better in his simcha? Or are you going to say, do grandpas, classical Amaratzin. Do grandpas, first grandson, and everybody wants to be the sanda, right? Who's going to give in? So we say, well, let them choose. So now you know the father of the girl, your daughter, or your son-in-law, they're stressed out about you in their simcha. How the heck, why do you not open up your mouth and say, no, I'm not mocking. But what about trying to proactively remove their stress in their simcha? They're having a baby. Wow. And you're going to now get yourself out of the way. So you have to put yourself into the place where the parents are. Can you imagine what they're going through right now? Your children, the parents of the baby? They're stressed out to give it to you, to give it to me. What's going to be the name? Is it my grandfather, your grandfather? Da, 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 da. Who's going to get the name? And you sit there, and you don't want to help your kids to enjoy their baby? No one. Unless you do this, you're not going to do it. Because you're worried about, am I going to get the name? Am I going to hold the baby? What am I going to get? As opposed to thinking, what about them? Can we make their simcha better? That is this. That takes his medayik in the words of Rashi. Look again. He says, right? Rashi says, Shinasan libo, he placed his heart. I don't know how you place your heart. It's thinking, meditation. Lios meitzar v'doagele. He put it on his heart to think. He thought. It doesn't take a genius. This is not intelligence. These are simple things. But no one wants to do it because it's hard. The ego is the hard part. You know what I'm saying? The worrying and really caring about how another person feels is the hard part. The svaras every moron knows. Everybody in the crowd knows, oh, who's going to be the sangha? Is it this grandpa or this grandpa? You know, who's going to be, what? Both grandfathers died the same year. Who's going to get the next? Everybody knows that story is happening. Did anybody go to the kids and tell them, chill out? We got more babies, we'll get one later. And really make them feel as though it's okay. It's okay. That's, I think, a huge chesed. So I'm answering, there's a long answer to your question, you would argue. But I think it's all over the place. When someone has something positive, someone else, I just talked to you about this. It's the same idea. You can always be doing this. And what's incredible is you stop becoming an Adam Katan and you start becoming an Adam Gadol. That's all that's changing. A child can never think about this. He wants his jelly beans, period. You give me my jelly beans, otherwise I'm going to cry and scream and blame everybody and yell and kick and whatever. You stop worrying about these stupid things and start getting into these places, your life is a whole different life. That's clear. And your Torah is a different Torah. So to answer your question, no Sibon Chaver doesn't have to be only when he's in the Shiva house. It could be everywhere. Feeling the guy's simcha, davening for a simcha, all these things, these are incredible opportunities to, I believe, change the world in our way. Let's continue. Am I done? No. Okay, I'm continuing now. In the Chafetz Chaim, where now he's quoting Pasuk Yud Beis. It's the next example after when Moshe Rabbeinu went out to see his brethren as slaves. The Pasuk Yud Beis, Vayaches HaMitzri. He hit the Mitzri, killed him. This is when Moshe Rabbeinu stepped in, he killed the Mitzri, buried him in the sand over there. So that's a chesed. Why? He was saving someone's life. So that's a salvation. You saved the man's, a Jewish man's life who was being beaten up, and you killed him. Very good. Seems pretty straightforward. By Yaakov Moshe the Yoshian. This is when Yisro's girls were getting water from the thing, the well. And they were, the other shepherd guys were roughing them up. And Moshe Rabbeinu came in, saved the day, saved the girls, and he shooed them away. So in other words, he calmed them down. And it doesn't say in the Chumash what level of threat Yisro's girls were from those thugs. It's not clear, but the Pasuk says, by Yoshian, he saved them. So it seems as though there was some stress at the water filter. water filter. It was there. Something was going on over there. We don't know what it is, but it was something. He saved them from some stress. Could have been small, could have been huge. Mubipasuk Yutes, but Tomarna. Now the girls are now talking to their father, Yisro, after they came home and telling them about what happened at the well. The Gamdalo Dalalan, he also watered, drew the water for us, Vayashka Tatzon. He also watered our animals. So here you see that now we're talking about what Moshe Rabbeinu actually did. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if Chafetz Chaim is saying the telling of the story of the girls to their father about how Moshe did a good thing as a chesed, or, right? If he's talking about what Moshe Rabbeinu did. I'm not sure if that's just me, but I would say there's a chesed also in telling a father, you know, this guy who saved our lives, telling him that would be a nice, you know, chesed also to do for Moshe Rabbeinu. But I don't know if that's his pshat, or my brother laughed at me when I said this. It's the simple pshat is that they're recounting the chesed that Moshe did. Not that they're doing a chesed by telling their father. Fine. Ubashvi, Pasuk Yudalit, by Yuku Shotre B'nai Yisrael. So now this is, we know this story, that the Jewish guys were the shotrim, they were the police in Mitzrayim, and they were in charge of the Jews. And then they used to have to report the Jewish managers, let's say, well, the Jewish madrich, the Jewish madrichim were in charge, the shotrim and the madrichim, and the Gabby Leventhal's the Mitzri, Rabbi Leventhal, he's the Mitzri over here. And now they had the responsibility to find out how many bricks, the madrichim have to count up the bricks of the bachrim, right? And what did they do? They didn't finish the job. The Bachrim couldn't finish the job. It was too much work for them. So what happened? The Madrichim went to Paro, let's get Rabbi Leventhal, and said to him, this is what they did. And they took the beatings. Then Paro started beating up the Madrichim. How dare you? What's wrong? You're not doing your job. You're not good managers. And they took the pain. They took the hit for the Bachrim, the Madrichim. And that, Rashi says on the Chumash, is what got them to become the Sanhedrin, these Shotrim, taking those beatings at their own cost. It was a chesed that they did for Bnei Yisrael, who could not make enough bricks. They just couldn't do it. And they took the pain for them. That's another chesed. So here, I'll read it inside. How much chesed was in this act of the shotrim, the Jewish shotrim getting beaten? They didn't want to put too much pressure on the guys working in doing the malacha. They didn't want to do it to them. The kiblu alem hakaos, and they accepted on themselves beatings in order to protect Bnei Yisrael. Think about that. How many times, we're not going to go get beaten, but how many times do we try to protect a certain person? Those are the movies and the heroes that we look up, you know, and pay money to go watch the movies about the guy who protects the other person and dies in order for that. You know what I'm saying? Well, you can do it. You can. It's not hard. You just have to make a choice that this is what I'm doing. You're going to have guts and confidence. I'm doing the right thing right now. The right thing is these Bachurim can't handle Night Seder. Bachurim can't handle Night Seder. It's too much. Corona, this, that. So the Madrid says, everybody, we're going out. Not out. We're going out somewhere. And he's going to get in trouble from Rabbi Leventhal, and he's going to get beaten and fired and ruined. But I'm doing it. The boys need it. That's a chesed. That's a hero. He may be fired from his position, kicked out of the yeshiva, a lot of problems. But if that's what you really believe is the right thing to do, how can you not do it? How can you not do it? To help another person suffering. How could you not do it? So I gave a lot of strange examples just to keep people awake. Sleepos are definitely exhausting. If you're not tired now, something's wrong. You should be tired. That's the whole point of this week, is to be tired. But I think everybody understands how deep this goes, this concept of what chesed can do, how much chesed is out there for us to do, that it's very few people who are doing it. And you've got to be one of those people. You don't want to go down dead and reading books about people or watching movies about people who live this way and not doing it. So start small, start with a little thing, start trying to think about what happens when this person has a hatzlach. I said this at the dinner at the Waldorf, if you remember, when Rosafrani wrote me his first haskama. Once some sefer, he said, that's what he signed. I'm davening for you to succeed. To me, he wrote. And that was the biggest part of the whole haskama for Rabbi Green. Every time we brought the haskama, I'm still over there, Rabbi Berkus. Every time we got a haskama from some big rabbi, Rabbi Green and I used to sit with the rebellion. We used to start circling and highlighting, you know, looking for the key words in the haskama, what mattered. And I always wanted to see what Rabbi, I liked the fact he said, go, and this, he saw in the haskamas of these people was so different than what we were looking at. And he said the last two words is signing off. He says, Rabbi Green said to me, how many people are dabbing for your hatzlach in this world? That he's one of them. The guy who wrote this letter is one of those people who really cares whether you make it or not. That's all he cared about from the haskama. Everything else about the shevach and this and the limud and blah, 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 nothing. This is the man who cares about you, really cares. You can count on your hands how many people are in that category. That's what we agree. Well, think about that. You want to be those people who are davening for other people's successes and really wanting them to make it. That's who you want to be. He's not just davening for my hatzlacha, Rav Zafar. He really wants everybody to succeed. Really, because that's who he is. You hear what I'm trying to say? And then there's some people who are never thinking about anybody's hatzlacha other than their own. That's it. They're happy, they're not upset if you're doing well. They're not upset, but if it's between me and you, baby, I want to be the one who gets it. Some people are not that way, but it's not natural to not be that way. It's godly to not be that way. It's this, something that's not normal. You want to be that person? Start making yourself, building yourself. You can be one of these guys. Yeah, I'm telling you, you must be one of these guys. We have one life. Let's do it, baby. Yeah.